Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome in Nick Costas right now on the Fan Morning Show. Nick, they played a commercial as you were waiting. Costas on Costas. Good morning to you, Nick. How's everything?
What's up, everybody? Great to be on with you guys. Happy Football Thursday.
Happy Football Thursday to you. And, you know, we knocked this around a little bit earlier today, just after 6 o'clock. The Steelers have an uncanny way of bottling up Lamar Jackson. I mean, they've done that during the course of his career. And you talk about a number over three or so. If it gets over three, if it's over three, you like the Steelers. Where are you with this game? Because I'm with you. I don't know if the Steelers can win this game, but I think they have a weird way of defending Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet the Steelers in this game. I haven't yet. I actually feel like this number is like only going up. Like, I can't imagine the Steelers are going to draw a ton of interest this week based on what we've seen recently from Ben Roethlisberger and company, and obviously getting embarrassed last week by the Cincinnati Bengals. I think that there's an intelligent case to be made. I don't know that I would make it that the number should be Baltimore minus three in this game. Like, I think, like, I would disagree with it. I think the number should be like Baltimore minus two, but I can understand that people want to say, well, you know, Ben might be like a bottom five quarterback in the NFL right now. Let's make it Baltimore minus three. But if we're going to make this 3.5 and 4, and right now currently, and I'm looking at Bet Rivers right now, this is closer to 4.5 than it is to 3.5. Like I said, like I think come kickoff on Sunday, I don't think this number is coming down. So I think it's going to be 4 at least, if not 4.5. Now, I don't think it's going to get up to 6, which is like the next key number. So we're talking about irrelevant numbers here, but might as well capture them if we can with like 4 and 5 potentially here. I would never bet Baltimore. So it's just like it's Pittsburgh or nothing for me here. I made the game Baltimore minus two. I could be wrong. Baltimore could win this game at 38-3. Like, it could be an embarrassment for the Steelers, certainly. Just that, yeah, I think the number is valuable here with Pittsburgh. So, yeah, God have mercy on my soul. I think I'm going to bet on the Steelers. And, you know, it's like the Steelers are like the new Giants from a couple years ago. It's like Ben's Eli. He's been washed up. They're trying to run it back one more time. They draft a running back in the first round. Hopefully for your guys' sake, this goes better than it has for the Giants recently.
Well, let's talk about those Giants, because I tweeted out earlier, as soon as the Daniel Jones news came out earlier this week, jump on Miami before it gets to six. Well, now it looks like Jones probably going to end up playing in this game, and it's come back down to 4.5. How are you handicapping Giants Dolphins?
Yeah, my sense is that Jones is not going to play. Hasn't been, and I don't, unless I'm missing something. And I know that he's practicing, but he's not cleared for contact with the neck strain. My sense is that it's still going to be Mike Glennon. So I actually think, like, so this is a really interesting like thought discussion for everyone to have, for the listeners to have as well. And it's like, what's the downgrade in the point spread from one quarterback to the next? And it depends on who the quarterback is, right? Like, when Aaron Rodgers was out against Kansas City and Jordan Love started, we had a massive shift in the point spread, which made sense, right, from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. So it's like, what's the difference from Daniel Jones, who's a low-end starting quarterback in the league, to Mike Glennon, who I'm not saying he's good. Like, I would never want him starting for my team. But as a backup, I feel like he's a pretty high-end backup in the National Football League, like certainly a top-half backup in the NFL. So what's the drop-off as far as, like, the point spread goes? Like, I would say a 1.5 at absolute most from Jones to Glennon. So this number was 3. Now it's 4. I don't necessarily disagree with this. So kind of where I come down on this game is I made Miami a 2-point favorite in the game. I think Miami should be minus 2. I think there's recency bias involved here that got this line originally out to Miami minus 3 based on how they've played as of late. I think it's more likely due to the competition that they have played. Not that the Giants are great, but I do think the Dolphins were overvalued and inflated in the market because of their recent results. So if I thought that 3 was too much with Daniel Jones, then I also have to think that 4 is too much with Mike Glennon. Now, for me, I already have a bet on the Giants at +3. So I'm not necessarily looking to add to my position because it's, you know, 3 and 4, not a massive difference. If the number ever like got out to 6, and I'm not saying it's going to, I would bet the Giants again. If you're sitting out there right now and you have no bet on this game yet, Giants and Dolphins, I would wait and kind of see what happens with the number. Like, I can't imagine the Giants are going to draw a lot of support here. Maybe you get a better number with the Giants. I would never bet Miami here. So for me, it would still be Giants or nothing at the current number.
Nick, what about tonight? Dallas either 4.5 or 5, a favorite at New Orleans.
You know, I've come on the show a lot recently and told you guys, like, I love the board, and there's been a lot of success recently. I don't love the board this week. I just don't. And I have some bets, and I don't really feel confident in them. And I'm just saying that to be honest and transparent with the audience. I said it on You Better You Bet this week as well. Like, if I feel like I love games, I'll come on and say it. And if I don't love games, I'll come on and say it as well. And I have a bet on the Saints here. I don't love it. I certainly do not love it, especially with the way the injury information has changed over the course of the week. So on Monday, it looked like the Saints were going to get Alvin Kamara back and Ryan Ramczyk back and Terron Armstead back, like their star running back and their two starting offensive tackles. Now it looks like they may only have one of the three, like one of the tackles may play, and now it looks like Kamara is not going to play again, misses fourth straight game with a knee injury. I mean, that's obviously problematic. I do think the Saints have a slight upgraded quarterback with Taysom Hill filling in now for Trevor Siemian. It looks like Taysom Hill's going to start the game tonight, but Dallas is going to be a lot healthier here, and whether Amari Cooper's like fully 100% good to go or not doesn't really matter to me, because Marshawn Lattimore is going to cover him on the outside, and then you could just use Cooper as a decoy, and CeeDee Lamb can absolutely destroy this defense in the slot, which is what I expect to happen coming up in tonight's game. So if I had to bet the game, I would only bet New Orleans. I actually still think that there's a number edge here on the Saints. I think this number should be like Dallas -3 or 3.5, so I still like New Orleans a little bit, but I do acknowledge that there is the potential for Dallas to, like, blow the doors off them tonight. With New Orleans being more banged up than originally thought, injury report has gotten worse throughout the week. Dallas has gotten better. Mike McCarthy being out on the COVID list, like, does nothing for me. It doesn't change my thought on the game one iota. So, yeah, I like New Orleans, but I can't, like get on the table and pound the table and be like, absolutely love this play. So New Orleans or nothing, but I don't necessarily love my bet tonight.
Follow us. We're on Twitter at 937. The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, in Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkyKia.com. Nick Costas joining us here. This game I look at, and I don't know where to go with it, and it's Chargers-Bengals. I'm lost. I'm 100% lost.
Well, this is actually my favorite bet of the week. So,
there we go. Yeah, well, then that helps.
Absolutely love the Chargers here. I think the Bengals should be like a one-point favorite here. The 3, I think, is absolutely ridiculous and is rooted entirely in what we saw last week with the Chargers and their disappointing loss on the road in Denver and Cincinnati's thumping of your guys' hometown Steelers. So, I mean, it's just an easy bet to make here is Chargers at 3. And I understand that this Bengals defense has been good, but I think, obviously, Justin Herbert, bit of a step up in competition from what the Cincinnati defense saw last week. All apologies to Ben Roethlisberger. So I think the Chargers are certainly going to be able to score to stay in this game. And while I think that Joe Mixon should be able to have a big game on the ground with the Chargers having their defensive approach of letting you run the ball to take away explosive plays down the field, I don't know that this is going to be a game where Joe Burrow's just going to be able to sling it here in a matchup of two quarterbacks taken in the top 10 of last year's NFL draft. So Chargers +3 becomes it is my favorite bet of the week. Giants +3 with Jones and Chargers were my co-favorites. Now it's just Chargers +3. You absolutely love this. And it makes me think, guys, back to 1981. And if it hadn't been like -30 degrees in Cincinnati during the AFC Championship game, the Freezer Bowl, we might have been talking Dan Fouts and the Chargers beating Joe Montana and the 49ers, of course, in Super Bowl 16. But that is a story for a bygone era.
Wow. That's a nice little what if proposition there, Nick. I like that. Go. Nick Costos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, with us here on the Fan Morning Show, host of You Better You Bet. So how do you handicap Monday night? I look at it. I see Buffalo laying 2.5. I see the New England Patriots, possibly the best team in the AFC, getting points, even if it is on the road. Buffalo without Tre'Davious White. New England, though, they sounds like they might be without their starting safety. Kyle Duggar's on the COVID list. What are you looking at on Monday night?
So I think the most important thing to talk about with this game first is the weather. This total has been crashing throughout the week. We are likely going to have, and we're going to see this, obviously, because we're in December now, we're going to see inclement weather start to rear its ugly head here. We could have snow. We could have major wind in the forecast coming up. Like, I'm looking at the updated forecast right now, and these things obviously change, like, by the hour. I mean, the only thing, like, less reliable than handicappers, I feel like, are weathermen, and that is a kind of, like, a tongue-in-cheek comment. But, yeah, I mean, weathermen are not really reliable. So, I mean, we're looking at, like, 15-mile-per-hour winds throughout the game, potential snow as well. So this total has come down to 43.5. So I think, like, if people are going to bet this game, like, I don't think you can bet it now, just because, like, what if on Monday there's, like, snow on the field and, like, no one can move? And, like, I just think, like, we kind of need to wait for more information here. So let's assume that there's snow on the field, right, but there's not a lot of wind. And this is going to require a little bit of work by you, the person listening, or you just listen to us on You Better You Bet on Monday, and we're going to tell you what to do. Where the thing that really screws up totals is not snow. It's wind. It's like a very interesting sociological thing, right? Where people turn the TV on to a pregame show and you see snow on the field and you're like, oh, no one's going to be able to score in the game. It's going to be like a 9-6 game. It's like, well, that's not actually true. Snow actually benefits the offense because the offense knows where it's going. The defense doesn't. So, like, that actually, I think, leads to potentially games going over the total. The thing that messes up totals is wind, when you can't throw the ball and you have to run the ball the entire game. So I think that's something to keep in mind here, where if we get to this game on Monday night and there's snow on the ground, but the wind isn't bad, and literally all you have to do is, like, Google, like, weather Buffalo tonight on Monday. Google that and it'll come up. 15 miles per hour is like generally what we're looking for. Maybe 20 miles per hour is when things start to get problematic. And if that's the case and the total's going to be like 43, I'm going to pound the over in this game. We call it a snover. So yeah, I may look to play a contrarian over in this game. As far as the side is concerned, if I can get a 2.5 with Buffalo, I'll look to take it. I made the game 3.5. I could be wrong here. I know a lot of people are going to be on the Patriots this week. I still see an edge here with the Buffalo Bills. So Bills minus 2.5 will be a play for me laying Buffalo, but just keep everything that I said in mind as it regards the total as we approach kickoff on Monday night.
Nice. Rip through them. Got about a minute left. Let's go.
Okay, let's see what we got here. We mentioned the Steelers already. Mm-hmm. I like the Raiders laying 2.5 at home against Washington. So anything below 3, I like the Raiders. Think this Washington's getting way too much credit for what happened on Monday night, which to me was entirely more about Russell Wilson being like Geno Smith than anything else. So I like the Raiders laying the 2.5. I'm going to wait to see where the number goes, and I think I'm actually going to probably play the Texans. They're plus 9 right now at home against Indianapolis. I feel like there's a chance this number hits 10. I actually don't think the number should even be 7. I think maybe Colts minus 6.5. So I'm going to end up playing the Texans, but I haven't played it yet. Vikings or nothing for me against the Detroit Lions. This is closer to 6.5 than it is to 7.5. Minnesota currently a 7-point road favorite. If this ever hits 6.5, I will lay it with Minnesota. So Minnesota, my buy point is 6.5. We need to wait to see who's going to play quarterback for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts did practice yesterday in a limited fashion. If he doesn't go, it's Gardner Minshew. If it's Hurts, I think that we're going to get a 7 in this game. Eagles minus 7. And if and when that happens, I'm actually going to bet the Jets. But I need 7 to bet the Jets. It's currently Eagles minus 6.5. And last one will be, I actually got two quick ones here. Cardinals are currently an 8-point favorite in Chicago against the Bears. I think once Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are announced as playing, this number is going to go up. I think it could possibly hit 10. And if it does, I'm going to bet the Bears. If it ever comes down to 7, I'll bet Arizona. Like, this is a tough week with all the quarterback uncertainty. So my apologies for all like the contingencies that I'm offering here. And last one will be Tampa at Atlanta. I think the game should be 10. It's 11. So my decision is basically, do I bet on Atlanta or not? I haven't yet. I would never, ever bet Tampa laying this number here, 11 points on the road. Doesn't mean they can or won't win by 30, just that I think that, you know, 10 should be the number. Anything above that, now I'm interested in the Falcons.
Wham. Nick Costas. Nick, you're the best. We thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Also, by the way, love the under tomorrow night in the Pac-12 title game with Oregon and Utah. Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you and all your great listeners, Minimal Sweats, Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Gotcha. I'm getting that in. I'm getting the under in on that Pac-12 game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.